county hospitals, the HC calls them level 3 hospitals, but we know them as the Letterkenny's or the Kilkenny's or the local hospital you'd expect in your county. They generally have a pattern of disconnect, which is really distinguishes them from the big teaching hospitals and the university hospitals in the big cities. So you do have a different story in both of those. And in, for example, Letterkenny, the situation is indicative of local difficulties, certainly, and is coloured by those, but it is typical of level 3 hospitals in some respects. And that's that what service there exists is really in daylight hours, with a mental health response to a mental health crisis being met by a mental health professional, you know, up to the end of working hours. But after daylight working hours, the response becomes non-mental health response. It becomes a generic response, and then with marked with long delays, sequential assessment, and really an inappropriate placement, and often a lot of difficulties for children.
One of the issues here, it seems, is that whereas these hospitals would in the past have been regarded as county hospitals, as general hospitals, Letterkenny now has a university hospital designation. Over 900 people presenting with mental health issues in 2023. So even though it traditionally might have been called a county hospital, the reality is it's an urban hospital in an urban area dealing with huge numbers of people.
Absolutely. I mean, the I welcome, you know, the increased tendency to designate teaching hospitals with the, you know, a university epithet. But these hospitals are called county hospitals in the old days, or level 3 hospitals now in the terminology. They're different from the big city university hospitals with a helipad and multiple ICUs and all the rest. But they are district general hospitals, they might have been called, and Letterkenny is typical of them. They provide a huge and catchment area service and a range of medical surgical responses available immediately in the ED. But in terms of mental health, the difference in response is quite striking. So that if you went into Letterkenny Hospital ED with a broken arm, you'd get a surgical response, and it would be a good one. And you'd come out with more than just a plaster and a sling. You'd have an appointment and you'd have a care plan, and you might even have surgery there then. If you go in with a fracture in your mind, you better go before close of business and working days, and you better not go on a bank holiday Monday or in the evening time. And that's not really satisfactory, and it's not satisfactory to the people who provide it. I'm very grateful to the people who do the good work in the emergency department in Letterkenny and elsewhere. I'm grateful for the openness and the honesty of the response. We got 100% response to the survey. So it's really very important that it's, if you like, validity and authenticity is understood. And it has been recognised by the minister for that. And so they said, you know, specialised arrangements may be in place. But the truth of it is, they also said there's a huge disconnect, as you said. And you know, this needs to be addressed. The big level 4 hospital in your area is in Galway. So in Letterkenny, you've got a situation where the survey respondent highlighted the lack of appropriate facilities for mental health in the emergency department, specifically the lack of access to an appropriate assessment room. And the response described a distinct disparity in the way that mental health patients were treated and pointed to a huge disconnect. These were their words, not mine, between the emergency department and the mental health services. So the lack of integration then becomes a huge frustration, particularly if you're an adult who needs to have a local care plan, and or a child who needs to have an integrated response to their need but presents to the emergency department as a place of safety and then finds themselves waiting for days for that response. So what's the solution, Donald? The solution is there's layered nature of the solution, and things can seem very complex. I like to keep things simple and practical and measurable. And here we have one of those. If we put 24-hour, 7-day-a-week mental health nursing in all of the 35 emergency departments, we would have an immediate mental health response to a mental health fracture. It's actually in the national clinical program, written by the HSC themselves. So one of the things we asked in Letterkenny, as we did in all the other emergency department managements, are you able to deliver the national clinical program that the HSC recommends? And they clearly said no.
Are these shortfalls down to national policy, local management, or lack of funding?
They're certainly not down to national policy. There's been a rollout of Vision for Change. There's been a very positive movement towards the re-implementation of that. They're not down to lack of funding. We have 1.5 billion euros spent on mental health this year. Well, we're suggesting that 10 billion of that, a tiny fraction, would get you really value for money. So we're really suggesting that that has to happen. And what the HSC has to do is deliver on its own national clinical program. And we are calling on it. We've been calling on that with regard to children for several years. My predecessor's report pointed out the same gaps in response to children in mental health need. And we're finding, unfortunately, a persistence of the lack of response. And here's a thing: this could be solved. Mental health care, actually, when it's applied, works. Mental health care in the emergency room saves lives. These are the commonest causes of death under 50 in our country. So it isn't something that's trivial, but they are relatively common problems with modest measures making them better if they could be applied locally with a community integration. It's not necessary to make this complex or put new terminology. I don't want to add new words to it. It's very simple. If you have a mental health need in an emergency, you need to be met with a mental health response in the emergency room.